Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to this podcast by What's New on the Net.com. Another Sunday, it is so prepare yourself for some of the most useful technology news from around the globe. It's May 22nd, 2022, and in the studio is your favorite host, Saurabh Goswala. So here goes. This week, Meta announced it was launching the WhatsApp Cloud API to all businesses around the world. This API was launched last November in beta. The new tool is a cloud-based version of the WhatsApp Business API but hosted on parent company Meta's infrastructure. The Business API platform is one of the ways the free messaging app plans to earn some revenue. Businesses pay WhatsApp on a per-message basis, with rates that vary based on the region and number of messages sent. As of last year, thousands of businesses were set up on the non-cloud-based version of the Business API. But the cloud-based version aims to attract a market of smaller businesses and reduces the integration time from weeks to only minutes, the company had said. It is also free. YouTube is rolling out a video activity graph to all videos. This will display the most engaged moments within each upload, based on when users are replaying segments. This feature was previewed last October, and launched to selected creators. The graph will help users find the most relevant sections of every YouTube clip. YouTube explained that the peaks of the graph will indicate the parts of the video that have been most replayed, and the graph will only appear if the user starts seeking. Apparently, in tests, YouTube found that 85% of users loved this option. From next month, new cybersecurity rules in India will require cloud service providers and VPN operators to maintain names of their customers and their IP addresses, which may force many players to leave the world's second-largest internet market. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team clarified this week that service providers, intermediaries, data centers, body corporate, virtual private server providers, cloud service providers, VPN service providers, virtual asset service providers, etc. shall have to follow the new directive, called Cybersecurity Directions, which was unveiled late last month. Wonder where this one is headed. Here's some cheer for hardcore gamers. Sony this week announced some of the games it intends to release as part of its new PlayStation Plus service, which is launching soon. Sony said, as it had announced in March, there will be three benefit plans to choose from, all with exciting games to play. The games include Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Demon's Souls, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, NBA 2K22, to name a few.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com@gmail.com.
And now, as is the norm, let's get into startups. Nowadays, it's pretty easy to set up an online store to sell products, but every store has a common problem: consumers have to buy blind. They can't see or touch the products physically. This is one of the most serious drawbacks limiting the growth of e-commerce. But a Canadian startup called Most offers a solution to this challenge. With an innovative approach to sales, the Most team believe that e-commerce can compete favorably with brick-and-mortar stores and reduce their costs. Their system revolves around turning existing clients into product hosts. The idea is that businesses contact existing clients and ask them if they'd be willing to meet with potential clients who'd like to see the product firsthand before they buy. Once the existing customer agrees to this, he or she is listed on the business's map as a contact for a particular area and product, and offered compensation for their time and effort. So, instead of setting up multiple stores with expensive full-time employees to showcase products, businesses simply have to arrange suitable compensation for the host's time, which is, obviously, a far cheaper solution. Well, if you want to read more about this Canadian startup, please go over to our website whatsnewonthenet.com.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes, and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
So that's it, folks. It's a wrap for now. Hope you have liked this podcast. If so, do all three things. Subscribe, like, and share the podcast. It works wonders for our team. For now, this is your host, Saurabh Goswala, signing off. Stay safe, stay healthy.